This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. The program, as per usual, is produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And per usual, the show is sponsored by Better. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your knowledge into cash fast. Download Better. Visit better.app right now. Sign up today. Get a free $10. No deposit necessary. Massive program forthcoming. It is a football Thursday. We'll take a look around the league here in the first segment. We'll look at injuries tonight. Right here in segment number one, we'll look around the league, early look at the injuries coming down the line on a Thursday. Thursday is a pretty big day, but really, obviously, Friday is the day. We are all about data here, and we'll talk Thursday night football, propage, and data points in the second segment of the program. Then we'll be joined by Mr. Tom Brawley, who's on fire to open the season. He's always on fire. He is the grinder. And spoiler alert, we are in lockstep on tonight's big play. So when Tom Brawley and I are 100% on the same page, it's like 80%. So stay tuned for that. And then I will pop out my official picks for tonight. Off to a bad start. And I did notice last year, I had to go back because I actually was off to a bad start last year. Through 2 weeks, I was only at 40%. So I ended up getting that up to, I looked 4 weeks later, that 40%, I ended up getting it up to 58%. So hopefully it was just a bad week. But, you know, I'm going to look at every week as an individual week because nobody really cares about my record. You just want me to have a winning week. And I think the winning will commence this week and tonight, quite frankly. So without any further ado, let's take a look at some news and notes here in the National Football League. I will actually start with a couple of low-key injuries tonight that could be very prevalent. I mean, there's a couple of other guys on the injury report that we don't know exactly a ton about, like Austin Eckler. I know Noah Brown is on the injury report, but three injuries I thought were interesting. Two for Green Bay. They are still iffy with two starting linemen on the O-line. Aaron Banks, the guard, questionable, and Tom, their right tackle, Zach Tom. Neither of them practice all week. A short week, of course. Could go, but worth noting. We are not in on a Josh Jacobs prop, even though I definitely like Josh Jacobs tonight. He should get the ball, no question about it. The other injury of note was, there's actually four. Also, Nate Hobbs. He's still questionable. Now, my guy, Bo Melton. By the way, I was just thinking, I need to get Bo Melton's dad on this show, chop it up with Gary Melton, a guy I grew up with in southern New Jersey. His son, Max Melton, of course, is a stud as well. But Bo is already ruled out, so he has been a backup corner. So they might be a little thin there at corner if Nate Hobbs can't play, the former Raider. Then the injury for DC that I thought was interesting was Dietrich Wise, the defensive end, limited in practice. So maybe he does in fact go, but that's an important point because DC really does not have a good pass rush. You know, they were in complete control last week and Russ, they did get Russ twice, but not a great pass rush. And it'll be lessened if Wise does not play. Otherwise, I think we all know about the Brock Purdy news. Very unfortunate. I liked Purdy this year. He was one of my top five selections. I was all about cheaping out, basically, at the quarterback position. J.J. McCarthy, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Danny Dimes, Fields. But Purdy, you know, that's the concern. And I worried about it all year, but the schedule was just so good. And Purdy's so good. Moot point now, set to miss 2 to 5 weeks. Now, I will say I'm not panicking for my guy Ricky Pearsall because, you know, Mac Jones, I'm a Mac Jones person. I don't think he's as good as Brock Purdy. Certainly, Purdy has got a better clock in his head. He's got better touch timing, anticipation. I mean, he's better. He's more athletic, obviously. I think I'm more athletic than Mac Jones, quite frankly. But it's not the end of the world for a guy like Ricky Pearsall, is all I'm saying. I'm sure Mac Jones will run the offense fairly well. Hey, Shanahan wanted him. That was the big rumor several years ago. They opted for Trey Lance. That did not go well. But my contention is that if they did, in fact, get Mac Jones, he'd still be the starting quarterback because they would run the ball well. And Kyle Shanahan schemes guys open, and certainly Mac Jones can get into the ball. Moving on here, speaking of those Niners, no Christian McCaffrey in Wednesday's practice. Our producer, Michael Cohen, was a little perplexed when he saw me on the show and heard me and all that talk about, yeah, I'd trade McCaffrey. Then he looked at my rankings for this week, and I got McCaffrey at one. Okay, yeah, I do, because I'm expecting 33 touches in this game. So what did he get last week, by the way? Somewhat similar. Yeah, I would be certainly open to trading McCaffrey. Got to get proper return, of course. I do have some serious long-term concerns, but I mean, the dude's going to get a lot of work. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Otherwise, we have Juwan Jennings for those Niners, not practicing on Wednesday. They're out there in the West Coast, so we shall see about that. Chris Godwin is expected to practice in limited capacity today, so that's certainly a good sign for him. He's got three more weeks. Maybe he's back by week five or something like that. In Dallas, another hit for the Cowboys. Deron Bland, Mr. Pick Six, could miss multiple weeks. He's out with a foot injury. Not a big deal, but I do like Malik Nabers in this game. Malik Nabers usually crushes zone coverage, and Dallas last week played a ton of zone, but that's really about it. I'm not really that excited about Russ Wilson running the show there for the Giants. We do have an injury here. Devin Witherspoon for Seattle did not practice. That's kind of a big one. He's one of their top corners. Evan Ingram, Mr. Buzzkill, only one game, but it seems like it's been years since Evan Ingram was really, really good. I did kick around the thought of, you know, Sean Payton, maybe this is his Jimmy Graham. He wants that joker, move him all over the formation. And I did see that Evan Ingram was moving well in the preseason. He had some burst, but already hurt. Not a great sign. And I don't honestly have a warm and fuzzy feeling about the Denver Broncos after week one, for what it's worth. Could have been just a bad day for Bo Nix. Could have been a bad schematic matchup. But he did seem to revert to previous form, September form, if you will, because obviously he was great down the stretch. Big injury in Pittsburgh. Joey Porter Jr. did not practice in dealing with the hamstring. They do have good depth, but that would bode extremely well for Jackson Smith and Jigba. I said all summer, and again, I'm going to get plenty of things wrong, but I said all summer, like, I understand it's going to be a low volume passing attack, but I think Cooper Kupp is done. And I think JSN is going to dominate the football. And boy, did he ever in week number one. I think you're looking pretty good with JSN, because Sam Darnold absolutely loves him. And the way the offense is run, it's a very similar offense to last year. A lot of play action, not a lot of long time in the pocket plays for Sam Darnold, basically, because the longer he's in the pocket, the worse he gets. But what do you have? 14 targets did JSN. Looking good. Really, really good. We might be looking good in Cleveland for Quinshon Judkins to actually play football. The OC said today that they'll take it day by day. But again, they drafted him at 36 overall for a reason. My contention, pretty obvious point, I think, because Jerome Ford wasn't a factor in week number one. They're not going anywhere, let's be honest, the Browns. And normally you don't want to invest heavily at the running back position when you're not going anywhere, but they probably want to start a youth movement. And look, it's a young man's position. And they have two rookies who I think are good. Obviously, Dylan Sampson showed very well. I am a big Quinshon Judkins person, just for the record. I think he's got, stud potential, quite frankly. I think he can do well as a receiver as well. Didn't do it a lot in college, but a very explosive player. So I think he gets 60% of the touches. I'm going to go 60-40 starting in a month, let's say. Let's give Judkins a month, 3 to 4 weeks. But starting then, I am thinking 60-40 with the backfield touches, with Samson getting the 40, and he is the hurry-up back if they're playing from behind and all that. And final nugget here, Bears head coach Ben Johnson said he needs to call more runs. Yes, you do, because you just don't want Caleb Williams dropping back playing hero ball 40-plus times. But he needs to call more runs to make sure Kyle Monongai, the rookie from Rutgers, has more carries going forward. They definitely like Monongai. I don't know where Roschon Johnson is right now in terms of Ben Johnson, but it looks like Monongai is a Ben Johnson guy. They did draft Monongai, and they did inherit Mr. Roschon Johnson. We'll talk data points for Thursday Night Football on the other side, but first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here is how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less on your favorite player stats, you watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. You're a lucky winner. And right now they've got NFL kickoff new user offer. It's still up. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And when you do deposit, you can get up to $200 in deposit bonuses. They also have WNBA, NBA, MLB, all your sports, of course. Always time to have some fun to turn your sports knowledge into cash. Better is also giving you $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. Word is, they're only doing this the first 2 weeks of the season, so get on that ASAP. Head on over to better.app, that's BETR. Download the Better app from the app or Google Play Store. Use that promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. When we return, let's take a look at the data, the stats, the digits for Thursday Night Football here on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Well, let's dig into the data, all the propage. I still want to do one where I take a side on every single prop and see how we land, but probably not time for that. I think we did that in one of the playoff games, and it was probably 500, but let's take a look, and we start with the passing game props, 228.5. for Jaden Daniels. Not bad, but Green Bay, now they could be down a little bit there with Hobbs because of Bo Melton already out, but they're tough. They're tough on defense. They allowed the third fewest fantasy points per game last year, basically, and they did a heck of a job against Jared Goff. I lost a prop on Jared Goff. Jordan Love at 234.5. I feel all right about this one. Not that I'm going to take it, but because as much as I like Love and I've been a Love person, it's really annoying because they're too good. Basically, the defense is good. You know, dating back to last year, the running game was kind of too good because we don't get a lot of attempts here from Jordan Love. But I mean, we do have a very good total here of 48.5. They do play a lot of man, top 8 clip last year or last week, and I think that does bode well. Let's move on to the receiving props. I'm not taking any of the touchdown props over 1.5 either. Daniel's certainly always a threat to run him in there, and Jacobs, man, he's kind of unstoppable in Green Bay. Receiving props, it's very interesting with McLaurin and Debo with this matchup, because there's a lot of there's some conflicting data. For example, since the start of 2024, the Green Bay Packers have allowed the second fewest receiving yards per game on throws, on deep throws, basically traveling 20 yards or more down the field. But on, which is doesn't bode well for McLaurin, but on throws of 10 or fewer yards, they've allowed the ninth most, which bodes well for Debo Samuel. Ironically, Debo did get some downfield looks last week, and he looked good, but he still is sitting after week one with an ADOT of just 7.2. So the matchup, basically, there's plenty of room underneath against this Green Bay defense. So I think it's favors Debo just a little bit more. McLaurin will also get a pretty difficult individual matchup against Valentine. So McLaurin is kind of the bane of my prop existence, quite frankly, because I think I'm like 0-6 on McLaurin props, including last week. And in his defense, dude should have had a 70-yard touchdown. I don't know if you saw the game, but I believe that was a 70-yard tutty. Jaden Daniels overthrew him, but, you know, he is a little, actually a lot, he's just volatile and, you know, not going to get the volume now that we got last year with Debo Samuel. Tucker Kraft is very interesting. The Commanders run a lot of man. He's not great against man. They weren't tested by Theo Johnson either last week, but they were, I think they are somewhat vulnerable. And I like Tucker Kraft. I think I didn't back him much this year, but I kind of warmed up to him. And I do kind of think that he might low-key be Jordan Love's favorite target. But I think I'm looking a little bit more at Romeo Doubs in this game. When we look at Doubs, Reed, Golden, and he did lead them in receiving yards last week at 68, route share at 65. He only had 4 targets, though. Decent 18% share. But they do play a lot of man. And when that's Romeo Doubs' deal. He's kind of a man beater. So we'll take a look at this 40.5 later on in the program because it is somewhat intriguing. Matthew Golden, the rookie at 35.5, only 16 yards in his pro debut, catching his only 2 targets. But, you know, he finished 4th in route share at 44%. So I like Matthew Golden. He was on my list this year, but I'm not sure I totally trust it, you know, because Jaden Reed also, he looked good. And we were worried about Jaden Reed. He looked pretty darn good last week, 39.5. He was behind only Romeo Doubs in route share at 52%. However, like I mentioned, they play a lot of man coverage. They played the eighth highest percentage of man last week, and last year they played the 6th highest. And Reed averages a very poor 1.01 yards per route run against man. He's more of a zone beater guy, but hey, he could catch some balls here because Wandale Robinson had 8 targets and he caught 6 balls for 55 last week. Moving on to one Zachary Ertz. Certainly when we're looking at data, everything I just said about the Packers basically being an underneath funnel, this certainly works in Zach Ertz's favor. He also has a low ADOT, of course, at 7.2 last week. He was 2nd on the team in target share at 16.7 targets per route run. He was also 2nd on the team in first read target share per fantasy points data. That was actually behind Debo. That was ahead of Terry McLaurin. It's a pretty good schematic matchup for Ertz as well. Green Bay will play cover 2 and cover 3 about 75% of the time. He's at a solid 1.74 yards per route run against those coverages. Now, he actually has scored in 8 straight regular season games, including last week. Not sure if he scores, but the Packers allowed the 8th most receiving yards to tight ends last year. We talked about this over and over again, those voids in the middle of the field, the underneath stuff. Sammy Laporta got him last week. 6 grabs for 79 in the opener. And oh, by the way, Green Bay gave up 14 catches to Lion running backs last week. So I think that bodes extremely well for one Zachary Ertz. Let's take a look, speaking of those running backs. And this is weird because Austin Eckler's line is only 3.5. I guess you don't see a lot of 4.5 lines for running back. So I guess maybe that's what it is. It is a plus 134, which that surprised me just a little bit. But again, they gave up 14 catches to running backs last week, which I still can't believe it. And I saw or heard a stat yesterday, by the way, Jahmyr Gibbs, first player in NFL history. I'll put it this way. He had the lowest yardage total of any player in NFL history with 10 catches or more. It's absolutely unbelievable. He did, Eckler, see the most work in the backfield last week, 6 for 26 rushing. He did hit 31 receiving yards, He was leading everyone in snap share at 48% over the rookie Jacory Kroski-Merritt at 29%. Route share, of course, at 46%. Green Bay did allow the eighth fewest adjusted yards before contact to Detroit running backs last week, 2.2 yards per carry. So maybe they don't run much, but got to think these good dudes are catching balls in this one. And we have Josh Jacobs as well. Commanders, they are beatable. They previously allowed the most adjusted yards before contact and the fourth most rushing yards per game to running backs. That is a weakness for the DC Commanders. So I do like Jacobs tonight. He'll get the ball. Of course, the carry total is right there. He'll probably end up with 19. It's at 18.5. So not going to take it. They could technically be down a couple of starters on the offensive line as well. The other point I did want to make was Jaden Daniels with I got a couple more to go through. Jaden Daniels has reached 60 plus rushing yards 7 times already in the career. That's pretty good. But Green Bay allowed the ninth fewest rushing yards per game to quarterbacks last season. They play a lot of zone and all that. Speaking of quarterbacks running, just saying, the Commanders deployed the eighth highest rate of man coverage last week, as I've said a couple of times, and last year the sixth highest rate. So maybe Jordan Love takes off and runs just a couple of times. And Jacory Kroski-Merritt, only 29% of the snaps. And again, Green Bay allowed the eighth fewest adjusted yards before contact and 2.2 yards per carry to running backs last week against the Lions. And their great rushing attacks, I'm probably not going to try out a prop for Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Boy, that really is good broadcasting practice. Jacory Kroski-Merritt. When we return, though, Tom Brawley, that's very easy to say, will join us from Fantasy Points on the other side. But first, the NFL season is officially underway, and the edge goes to those with the best data. VSiN Pro delivers real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits so you can see where the public and sharps are putting their money. Add in an email recapping all the daily best bets from our show hosts and guests, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app and exclusive Pro Tools at VSiN.com, and you've got everything you need to stay ahead of the season. Sign up now for just $9.99 and save 50% with an annual subscription. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. On the other side, the grinder. Nobody grinds like Tom Brawley. Nobody wins like Tom Brawley at FantasyPoints.com. He's next on this Thursday game day edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Prop Points. Here on VSiN, I'm John Hansen, and we're going to go to the guest line in a moment to bring in our guy, the grinder, Tom Brawley, senior writer over at FantasyPoints.com. The man has been on fire. I still can't believe he won the Cole Kmet prop from last week. That was looking like a non-winner until he made that amazing catch at the end of the game. And just a programming note, when I say something like, I'm not in on this, but it's hitting because the grinder's in, go with it, because I think it's like 80%. And we welcome Tom now. He's on the X machine at Tom Brawley. What is up, Tom? How are you?
Yeah, that was a sweat on that Cole Kmet bet, but the process was sound. I mean, I thought he was going to play a lot, over Colston Loveland, and he did. And Caleb Williams missed him on a target down the seam in the first half that would have easily got us over the prop. So the process ended up working out in the end there. Vikings come storming back, and Bears had to chase a little bit. But believe me, I was sweating that out. I was Caleb Williams looked like he couldn't complete a pass in the second half. I thought it was toast, and Kmet made a hell of a catch on that seam route late in the game. So I was thankful for that one because the Hockenson one had no chance of getting there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, you know, it is week one, JJ McCarthy's first game. I mean, I went in on his yardage prop, which looks bad, but you know what? I mean, he threw for 100+ yards in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, he tracked to throw for 400, but I think I'm over it somewhat. Let's get into tonight real quick. And I did tease earlier that whenever you and I are on the same page, it's a lock. I'm almost worried about Zach Ertz tonight because it really does seem a little too obvious. But I'm in from 2 days ago at over 30.5. It's up to 32.5. You got in at 30.5. I guess, are you still in at 32.5? And what do you see here with Ertz tonight?
Yeah, in my article, I have it up to like 33.5. I'd like it to that point. So, yeah, you can still bet this. We have it projected for about 39 receiving yards for Zach Ertz. And over at Fantasy Points Data, I really did some digging here. I remember last year, like anytime they were trailing late in the game, Zach Ertz was kind of the number one target for Jaden Daniels. So, we have a 3.5-point line, 3-point line tonight, chance for them to be playing from behind. And then I dug into it. Anytime that the Commanders were losing in the second half last year, in a trailing game script, he led them in receiving yards, in target share, and in yards per route run. So, if it's the second half here, Ertz doesn't have the prop yet, I think we're going to get some yardage from him. But the matchup is great anyway, too. If we look at what Detroit did to attack that defense last week, it was a lot of passes to Sam Laporta, a lot of passes to Jahmyr Gibbs. The Packers were taking away everything deep, conceding targets to the running backs and tight ends here. So I could see a similar type of game plan. Little Austin Eckler, if you don't feel comfortable with the Ertz prop. Looking at it, Laporta had 6 catches for 79 yards last week. Last year, they gave up a lot of production to the tight ends as well. So, the 8th most receiving yards per game to tight ends last year. So everything is kind of lining up here. I am a little bit worried. Debo Samuel looked fantastic last week. Maybe they continue to try to feed him out of the slot, but maybe the Packers are seeing what they did last week, and maybe they try to scheme to take him away a little bit more. Terry McLaurin, the matchup isn't too bad for him either, but I really like Ertz this week just based on the matchup and based on the potential game script in the second half.
Well, it's funny because I just looked it up, and I now remember Thursday Night Football, week 11 last year, you and I were on the same page. We loved Ertz. We were on everything, and he hit everything. He did just what we thought. 7 targets, 6 grabs, 47, and a tutty. So I think we're going to get something very similar to that. Let me ask you about Austin Eckler, because I am surprised at these lines, I guess. He is a little bit banged up with the shoulder. I don't know the extent of that, but I mean, I'm assuming he's going to go. 23.5 yards. I guess that's not that surprising. It seems a little low at minus 114. And then 3.5 at plus 134, it kind of scares me because I'm like, wow, they don't necessarily think it's going to be 4 catches. And maybe I'm off there because you don't see a lot of 4.5 catches for running backs. But any thoughts on Eckler tonight in the passing game? Again, they did give up 14 catches to running backs last week, and he's Austin Eckler.
Yeah, it only went for like 30 yards with Jahmyr Gibbs, but it was a lot of targets, a lot of opportunities for backs out of this backfield. So this is something that the way the Packers play defense, they're kind of just giving those up. I mean, and if we get into a game script where the Commanders are playing from behind or playing in some 2-minute offense and playing with a lot of pace, I could certainly see Austin Eckler being involved. And the game script kind of worked against him last week, obviously up by multiple scores. He kind of got put on ice a little bit in the second half. We got to see a lot of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I would kind of go against his props this week. If they're going to be playing from behind, I think it's going to be a lot more Austin Eckler. So I would be looking at Eckler overs and Kroski-Merritt unders, just based on what I think the potential game script for tonight's game could go.
And the Grinder, just so we know, because we're always asking, what would Grinder do? You're not messing with Green Bay receivers, I take it, right? Like, are you out? Are you complete laissez-faire on the Green Bay Packer receivers this year?
Quite honestly, yeah, I've been that way since about halfway through last season. I think I lost a couple of bets on the Packers receivers and tight ends. And the only way I will bet Green Bay Packers receivers and tight ends anymore is on unders. It's like playing roulette. It could be somebody different every week. And just the way they play offense anymore. Jordan Love doesn't even throw the ball. Matt LaFleur is content to take the clock all the way down to close to zero, you know, snap it and hand it off. So they've become a little bit of a frustrating offense for player props if we're looking at receivers and just the way they rotate them too. So if I was looking at anybody, you know, maybe Jaden Reed, he looked healthy last week. Anytime he's on the field, he's kind of the preferred target. But Romeo Doubs too, you know, he does fairly well against man coverage, and Washington runs a lot of man coverage. So, but I'm staying away from those Packers receivers tonight.
One more from Tom Brawley, senior writer, part owner, betting maven over at fantasypoints.com on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Now, you were in on Flacco last week. That hit, good call. Maybe you were in on Tillman. You like those two overs in terms of yardage, passing and receiving. But you got to explain a little bit to me about your Joe Burrow call under 278.5. Very good matchup against Jacksonville. What is this going to be, a big Chase Brown game or a blowout, or what's up?
I'm actually looking at how, you know, Jacksonville and Cincinnati kind of played defense last week. It was a lot of, okay, you know, it's kind of the, you know, everything that's happening around the league. These teams just don't want to give up big plays. They want to make teams grind out drives, and there's just fewer plays for each offense. So I just don't know if there's going to be enough play volume in this game for Joe Burrow to get there. They ran just 49 plays last week. The Browns were just, you know, picking up chunks of yards and keeping drives alive and keeping Cincinnati's offense off the field. And so we haven't projected for about 260 passing yards. The other thing is Burrow gets off to slow starts. He did it again last week. In the month of September, he's averaging 240 passing yards per game during his career here. So matchup's pretty good here, but I just worry about the style of defense that these two defenses are going to play and just his slow starts in general. So I think this number is just, you know, about 15 yards too high.
Yeah, I mean, you'll probably hit it. See, I can't play that because my luck, Ja'Marr Chase takes a screen for 80 yards on the first play of the game. But you
certainly could happen with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase for sure.
Yeah, he is Tom Brawley. Once again, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Thanks a lot for the time. As always, good luck. Not that you'll need it, but we'll catch you on Monday. The Grinder, Tom Brawley. Well, when we return, we are popping out our official picks for week number 2, Thursday Night Football. We also have a Thursday Night Special, so hang tight for that here as we continue this Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.
Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Official picks coming in a moment, but first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less than your favorite player stats, you watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you're a lucky winner. And right now, they've got an NFL new user offer, NFL kickoff new user offer, and we already kicked it off. So sign up today and get the free $10, no deposit necessary, while you can. And when you do deposit, you get up to $200 in deposit bonuses. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, it's all there. Always something to have fun with and turn your sports knowledge into cash. And Better is giving you $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. The word is, we're only doing this the first 2 weeks of the season, so share this ASAP or head on over, better yet, to better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Or download the Better app from the App or Google Play Store. Use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 in your deposit bonus today. And we are up against the end of the program. It is time to pop out my official picks, and I guess we have to show the record because it's not going well through 1 week. But I think we are looking at, we got five picks here, official, minimum 3-2 here, but I'm sniffing a 4-1 week. So let's start it out with Jordan Love. I'll get weird because when I'm desperate, you back me into a corner, I will take a Jordan Love prop of over 5.5 yards, 6 yards. I know he doesn't run all that much, but he can run if need be. And of course, up against a man-to-man defense, they're one of the top 8 man-to-man defenses in the league right now. That is advantageous for a quarterback. So just one time, 3rd-and-7, take off and run for 6, and we're good. That's it. So over 5.5 rushing yards for Jordan Love. Zach Ertz, I was in on this on Tuesday, I believe. So that's how it works. When we get in on the program before, we stick with that number. So it's 30.5. It's up to 32.5. I take that. That's a scenario where 1 or 2 yards, okay, I'm fine. But I am in at 30.5. That's all I know. Also, I will go with the over 3.5 receptions. If you're just joining us or missed some of the data points, here's why I like Zach Ertz. The Packers have been a big-time underneath funnel since last year. They have allowed the second fewest receiving yards per game on throws traveling 20 yards or more down the field, only 29 yards a game. But they've also, in that same span, basically last week in 2024, they've allowed the 9th most on throws traveling 10 yards or fewer, which is certainly Zach Ertz territory, 135.8. Last week, they did not allow a single completion of 20 yards or more. I thought Amon-Ra would do well. He did not. It's a plus matchup for Ertz. 2nd in target share last week at just under 17%. 2nd in targets per route run, also 2nd in the team in first read target share. Good schematic matchup. Green Bay allowed the 8th most receiving yards per game to tight ends last season. Samuel Laporta had a big time showing in week number 1 as they were playing from behind, which I do expect DC to be in that situation themselves tonight on the road. 3.5 point underdogs in a game with a 48.5 total. It's not bad. 6 for 79 last week for Semi Laporta. Then we will go with Austin Eckler with the over 23.5 receiving yards. And I'm going to be quite upset if this does not hit, because I wonder if we're getting tricked a little bit. If maybe, I don't even know how they know this, but maybe he only catches 3 balls. But I think we can get to 24 yards, basically, on 3 grabs. Austin Eckler, 24 yards we need, 23.5. Austin Eckler in his early career, young career, if you will, for the Commanders, averages over 10 yards a catch. So I think he's going to get here as, again, they play from behind. And then last but not least, I will, in fact, take Deebo Samuel. I thought it was kind of risky to be in on Deebo this summer because everyone was saying he was a little heavy, a little thick, but he's always a little heavy, a little thick. He's not a speed merchant per se. He's a powerful man. I thought he looked pretty good in the preseason. I spoke with people who are close to the team, like my guy Ben Standig, who covered DC for years for The Athletic. Now he's out on his own. He said, hey, Deebo looks good this summer and all that. Looked great in week 1. 52.5 is not that bad. By the way, the Packers did limit Jameson Williams, so I don't know if Terry McLaurin makes a big play. But all the things I said about Ertz, it does apply to Debo. So I like Debo. 76% of his routes last week from the slot. I know Amon-Ra did not get it done out of that aforementioned slot, but 52.5 for Debo with them playing from behind. I like that and love Debo. One of the reasons I was into Debo, I've always been a Debo person, but contract year. This is it. You know, this is his last chance saloon for a big payday. And I love the spot with Cliff Kingsbury, Mr. Screen Pass, Mr. Design Target. That's his deal, Kingsbury. So I thought that was a beautiful marriage. Only one game, but so far so good. Now, in lieu of touchdown props, because I'm not seeing anything that I like, and we hit one out of what, four so far, the Keenan Allen one. Probably should have hit that Jake Ferguson one last week, by the way. So a little upset about that. But how about a couple of leans, just for those who are wondering? I'm not going to make these official, but I do like Kraft and Romeo Doubs in this game, especially Doubs. Kraft is a little bit more of a schematic thing in that, you know, I don't think DC's front is all that great in terms of coverage underneath and all that. But Doubs, that is more about man coverage. Once again, he's the man beater. You know, if Jordan Love sees Doubs out there on the boundary in, you know, single coverage, what looks like single coverage, he's going to him down the field at least half the time. So if you're looking for some extra action tonight, little Romeo Doubs action at 40.5. I think we'll go over 41, but again, I'm not myself risking it with my poor record thus far on a Green Bay Packer receiver. We are going to pop out a best bet at the end of the program, as we always do. This is a little bit of a weird one. Actually, it's not a best bet. It's a Thursday night special. It's a best bet, though, as well. It's a dual-purpose play, if you will, and it's brought to you by GBank. GBank is built with sports bettors in mind, and right now you can earn a $50 cashback reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa Signature Card. While most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money, GBank treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3-5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Up against it here, 1 minute to go. Stay tuned to VSiN after we sign off with prop points. It is, in fact, Money Moves at 2 p.m. Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. On today's show, Matt Schneidman has Packer betting insights, and Jeff Erickson, friend of prop points, highlights player props you can target. That is followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. And then it's VSiN Prime Time, Matt Humans and Tim Murray. Well, it is Thursday night special time, and for the special, we're going right on back to one Zachary Ertz. Now, I did seriously consider a touchdown prop, but he has scored now in 8 straight regular season games. I can't do it, but what I can do is I can opine and theorize that Zach Ertz is potentially catching 7 to 8 balls tonight underneath as a play from behind. So the Thursday night special is an alternative yardage total for one Zachary Ertz. Let's go 50 yards or more at +234. I think that's pretty darn good for Zach Ertz, Mr. High Volume, when they're playing from behind, from Jaden Daniels. That will wrap up the program. We're back on Friday with some college football recommendations and, of course, my look at week 2 in the National Football League. Good luck with all your plays this evening, and we'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.